Tuesday is Election Day. You've heard about the candidates who are running in a number of races, especially in that the state House race. Everything else has been kind of quiet around here, though there are some township races and that going on as well here in Branch County. But you'll also be faced with a number of ballot proposals. Proposal 1, which is that statewide proposal, which is the personal property tax issue. You've got a library millage on the ballot. You've got a slight increase in the beta millage on the ballot as well. Some of the individual areas like Bronson School, they've got that sinking fund millage, and the city of Bronson has not a tax issue, but it's allowing the city to sell off some land issue. But all of us in Branch County face another issue that's very important, but it's just a renewal of the current millage, and that is the Branch County Commission on Aging millage. Amy Duff, who's the Executive Director of the Commission on Aging, joins us on the line this morning. With this renewal, Amy, it's a five-year proposal for this. What kind of money does that raise for the Commission on Aging with this tax issue?
Well, that raises about next year, if it is levied in full, it would be $636,000 approximately. And that is the largest portion of our operating budget for all the programs, activities, and services that we provide to the community.
About 75%, right?
Correct. Yep, that's a big portion of it.
Okay. So then people might ask then, okay, what is it that they see the building out there, the Burnside Center, but what really is the full extent of all the programs that are provided by the Commission on Aging?
We provide a lot of things in the building, but also in homes all across the county. We have in-home services, personal care, respite, and homemaking, and we service clients throughout every township in the area. Medical van transportation, chore services, assistance with Medicare and Medicaid applications. We loan out medical equipment to seniors in the area, a kinship care program for grandparents raising grandkids. And then in the building, we have lots of activities and programs. We have an exercise room that's available for no charge. We have a wood shop available, craft room, library, billiards, of course, lots of cards and games, and we do have a computer lab and many classes.
Mm-hmm. Have you added up in a year how many seniors you actually touch in a year through the Commission on Aging in Branch County?
We usually see between 600 and, sometimes 700 different seniors that come in throughout the year. Many of those people come several times a week, so we see them often, but yeah, quite a lot.
Okay. And, just in some of the ancillary services, they're part of it from the standpoint of people, using that building for other things, too, that might not even just be seniors that are able to use the Burnside Center for some of the stuff. Now, it's an odd number because it actually says 0.4908 mils. Why is that?
0.4908 mils is exactly what we collect right now. And the Commission on Aging Board of Directors and myself felt that we are set to have just a renewal this year. So a true renewal of the millage we have now would be 0.4908 mils. We originally had a 0.5 millage that was rolled back due to the Headley Amendment, and so we're looking at this time just to renew the collection. So taxpayers would see the same things in their tax bills next year in terms of the COA millage.
And that rollback, that's because of the value of property and how that whole formula is figured out, right?
Exactly.
Okay, all right. So this is on the ballot then on Tuesday. Again, folks, we'll see this for the next 5 years, just a renewal of the current millage. Obviously, without this millage, you pretty much got the whole programs, right?
That's right. Our operating millage, like I said, this is about 75% of our budget, so it is necessary for our operations. And, we service many seniors in Branch County, and we would like to serve even more families and love to have more people in the building.
Okay. All right. What kind of questions are you getting for folks on this, or are you getting much in the way of feedback?
Not getting many questions. Just the main question is just whether or not it's a renewal, and the answer is yes, it's just a renewal. Nothing's being added or changed about the millage.
Okay. But if people do have questions, obviously contact you at the office?
Absolutely. 279-6565. They can visit me in the building, give me a call, give me an email. They can go to our website for more information, which is burnsidecenter.com, or check us out on Facebook.
Okay, great, Amy. And we'll look for the results Tuesday evening next week, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Amy Duff, she's the Executive Director of the Branch County Commission on Aging. Again, that millage renewal, that's all it is for the Branch County Commission on Aging. That's one of the proposals that's on the ballot next week here in Branch County.